One of my favorite all-time songs, There's Only Love. Terry, would you leave that last slide up, the very last one? Leave it up for me, please. I'd appreciate that. Well, you know, Mother's Day is a time on Sundays in churches and ministers, we talk about this a lot. It brings up our relationship with our mothers. And as we all know, everyone on the planet has a different experience of mothers and motherhoods. And some people, Mother's Day is really very difficult because they've had some pain in their life with mothers. And Mother's Day, as it's celebrated around the world and in this country, is quite often a time of sadness and bringing up unpleasant thoughts and memories for some people. And sometimes it's still a sense of loss because sometimes the mother has passed away, or there was a change in family situation, and or the mother might have made her transition already, moving on to, we know, if there's only love, that's where she is now. So where are you today? What is it that brought you to check into the service on this Mother's Day? Perhaps you're with someone physically right now, wherever you are, and that you're having thoughts about Mother's Day, and your heart is really full. And I also know that during this time of what's going on with us with Corona, it's a new poignancy for motherhood. For mothers that are alive, and even if mothers are techie enough to be online on Zoom, and for those mothers that are, well, God bless you. That does change your life, doesn't it? And it's possible to do that. And by the way, Unity in Albany, we will find a way to help you get online. If you need a little tutoring, you could just email the church office, and I believe we can find someone to maybe talk you through how to do that. But even given all this stuff with Corona and the tragedy and the loneliness and the sadness and the tears, we still have a sense of a bond with our mothers, if we think about it. So if you were to be asked, will you define the bond that you have with your mother right now, wherever she may be? And what would she say about the bond that she has with you? And I say, when I'm saying mothers, I want to also acknowledge that some of us have surrogate mothers, mothers or even male that were surrogate mothers to us. So the mother that has been present for you, is it possible that she is the heartbeat of the world and she taught you that merely by bringing you into this world, into this planet? And yes, if we have thoughts about mothers and sometimes some strain, some pain, strain and pain in relationships, it does happen. But then where do we go with this? I want to share a little bit about my mother, and then we're going to have three conversations with some folks about their mothers in a moment. And my mother was just awesome. Her name is Margaret, and we called her Mom. We called her Mother. And she was 4'11". My dad was 6'2". Interesting, yes. To see them dance was beautiful, you know. And I am so thankful for my time with my mother, and she lived to be 91 and passed with the last several years with a serious Alzheimer's. And she was always able to respond to whatever happened. Now, you've got to remember, she wanted to have at least one girl, but she had three boys. Older brother is 18 months older than I, and my younger brother was 7 years younger than I. David, and Frank is still alive and doing well, and none of us got married. Frank and I are both gay, and my mother and dad, my father did not know that. He did not come out to him. He passed suddenly when he was age 67, and a few years after that, actually about a year after that, my brother and I, Frank, had a conversation with mother about being gay. And, oh, is it hard? I mean, those of you that have come out before, you know the difficulty it is, and you want to, bottom line is you want to know, will you be loved and accepted just the way you are? And I didn't have any doubt about that. My main concern was to give pain to mothers already enough that I've had to work on my guilt of not getting married and having kids to be, quote, normal, you know, and no having a partner and adopting kids. That didn't happen either. And so when we told my mother, it was if, well, she knew. Mothers know. Mothers do know. And there were tears on all of our parts. And I wish I could say the same for all of the rest of my family. There were some people that, it's what they didn't say as word spread that I was gay. And it's what they didn't say when they found out that I became a unity minister, not a typical traditional Christian church. It's what they didn't say that I can pay attention to if I'm not careful and stay in unforgiveness. It's taken quite a ride for that. And when my mother passed at age 91, three of us, we lived all over the country. And she was in Tulsa in a rest home, and her sister and brother-in-law were the heads of the Methodist Manor, it was called. And so we knew we had to go and see her. And so the day we got there, she knew we were coming there. The nurses told her, but she was really in hospice at the time and not focusing very well. But we got there in time. It was early in an evening, and coming from the airport, we went directly to Mother's room. And she opened her eyes, and she recognized each of us. And we just cried. It was so hard, because we knew what was coming. And then that night, she passed. And I have memories of my mother being strong and strong-willed, and we found some letters that she sent about how it was when my dad was overseas, of how it was for her to handle the three of us by herself. And I have so much respect for mothers, not only going through the birth scene and that whole experience, but the idea of what it takes to be a mother. And it's in some ways, mothers, I could say it's normal that you love. You got to love because that's who you are. And so I come back to, what is your experience right now about your mother? So I'm going to ask Carol and Pete to come on up to the microphones. And we're going to have Carol start first. And I really, I've asked the two of them if they'd be willing to share something about their mothers, and I don't know what they're going to say, but I know it's going to be wonderful. So just go ahead, Carol, you want to start?
Sure. Well, it's interesting that you say your mother was 4'11". My mother was 4'11 and 3/4". Never quite made it to the 5 feet, but like your mother, my mother was diminutive in stature, but strong in spirit.
Yes.
And I also have 3 brothers. And a sister, and so there's some parallels there. But my mother passed when I was the same age as she was when she had me. So I was 42. She was 42 when she had me, and so she was 84 when she passed. And in her memorial service, I gave her credit for having taught me how to give others the benefit of the doubt, and that has been an important life lesson. She, along with my father, provided the space for us to each follow our own path. So here I am in Unity, and I've kind of taken a circuitous route to get here. If you ask my siblings, you'll get many different paths among them. And I just want to say happy Mother's Day to Mom and to all the mothers in my family, and all the ones who are acting as mothers of family members, and everybody out there who's acting as a mom to somebody.
Yeah.
Or some creature. Yeah. Moms of fur babies, I'm one of those.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. And do you think your mom's looking in?
No? Oh, I'm sure. Well, she knew I was talking about her. She's watching.
Okay. Well, Mom, first of all, thank you for bringing such a loving woman into this planet. Thank you, Mom. And Pete, what do you have to share?
Well, I'm feeling emotional thinking about it. My mom and I definitely have had our tough times together. Certainly was the more challenging relationship of my two parents. And my dad passed about 11 years ago, and I sometimes think the reason my mom is around is because we still had spiritual work to do. My dad and I were pretty healed at his passing in terms of our relationship. And I feel like that's really happened. In recent years, I've really come to appreciate what a compassionate person my mom was, how much she cared about people being treated equally. I remember a story she told me when I was, I think, 7 or 8, about a classmate when she was that age who was made fun of because of her body type. And my mom sat with her at lunch because she was comfortable enough with herself to sit with the person who was made fun of in the class. And she saw her pain. And that made me realize I never wanted to be the kind of person who would make fun of somebody.
Right.
I'm sure I've been human in that regard, like we all are, like from time to time. But that is a really deep-seated value that I got from her. She was very... she was feisty, first of all. My mom was feisty.
Mine too.
yeah, and somewhat... about justice, about equality, about people all mattering in whatever shape and size or location they come from in the globe, however they express themselves. That was really important to her. And she worked she was a nurse, and she worked at one point at Albany Medical College on some of the AIDS research, the AIDS treatment research that was happening there. And she had two... I don't know if it was professional or not, but she took me to the house of two of her clients who were a gay couple, two men. And at that point, I hadn't met any gay men. And it was just like one of the things my mom wanted me to be exposed to and see as normal and not this thing that the culture doesn't understand. She wanted me to understand that. And there's all these different ways that my mom just really made it clear that that everyone mattered. And she had her struggles with mental health, with alcoholism. But underneath that, I think, was a deeply caring heart, was somebody who just cared, and people mattered deeply to her. And I think she grieved some of the pain of the world, and that's how that expressed in some of her challenges. And now I see that I have, even though I had a really strained relationship, that I have a lot to be grateful for in her, and that in adulthood I've been able to sift out, you know, all that great stuff she had through the pained relationship we also experienced at times. And, she's on the West Coast now and struggling with Alzheimer's, so I don't get to see her all that much. But when I do, it's really nice. And,
yes.
And I'm really grateful for her.
Well, and I'm grateful for you. You've shown a lot of willingness to hang in there. At times when relationships get tough with mothers or with anyone on the planet, my inclination sometimes is just to want to check out of it, and especially if I think I'm right and so on and so on. Yeah. And yet you've hung in there, and she has stayed with you at a heart level. That the compassion she has demonstrated for you is in you. Mm. So,
thank you.
So thank you. That's beautiful. There's someone that a lot of you know. I'm going to call. Just call him and say hello. And this guy's name is Will, and his last name, I really don't remember.
What? Hannah. Will Hannah.
Hannah. Will Hannah. Well, Will, he's probably watching, and his phone's ringing. He'll pick up any moment. We did test this. Hey, Will. Are you there, Will? I got to put you on speakerphone. Are you there?
Good morning.
Yes. Hello. Okay. Well, good morning, Will. We're glad you're here. You've been watching online, huh?
I have. Thank you.
Well, people can hear you rather well. I'm wondering if people are online, and if you wanted to put in a chat screen, how is it coming across to you? I'm curious. I think it's probably sounding pretty good, the quality of Will. Will, you have all kinds of qualities, and we've only met on phone. So, and I asked you last week about being willing to take a phone call. So you've heard what we've been talking about. What do you want to share about your mom?
Well, my mom is still with me. She turned 101 last week.
Whoa. Yay.
And she has a wonderful hospice nurse, Kristen, who is helping us stay in touch during these wacky, important times of trying to keep everybody safe. But she shared something really wonderful. My mom has always historically loved babies. If she was in the middle of a sentence, she would clutch her chest and go, oh, and put her full attention on a baby. It was just the bee's knees for her. Well, that's important to know to tell you the story, because some people may know that at the end of life, sometimes people have one foot in both worlds, and they sometimes it's a 45-degree angle. They see their mother, or they see their kid brother who died in childhood, or
yes,
a great friend or an angelic escort. And Kristen said she was sitting with my mother, and her eyes got wide, and she began to, she began to laugh with delight, and she said, there's babies everywhere. It was a little baby parade she was seeing, and they were crawling on their hands and knees, laughing, looking up at her, one after the other. And that may not be your idea, Heaven, Steve.
Oh, yes. Or oh, yes. I love that.
A lot of diapers, but I can tell you, for her, that was paradise.
Oh,
and
yes.
And how comforting to hear that.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. And I thought, before I go, if I could, I would love to share the mommy song. This is through the eyes of a three-year-old child looking up at their mom. And I have to tell you, number six is a magic trick. And if you close your eyes at number six, you can play along. Okay? Here we go. One, mommy's fun. Two, mommy's hugs are good for you. Three, mommy sings a song to me. La 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 la. Four, mommy dances across the board, cha-cha-cha. Five, mommy's so alive, la 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 la. Mommy does a magic trick. She disappears when you do this. Seven. Mommy shows me stars in heaven. La 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 la. Bum 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 six. Whoops, sorry, I already did that tonight. Eight. Mommy's great. Nine. Mommy is a friend of mine. Ten. Mommy's love will never end. La 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 la. Cha cha cha.
Oh, Will, that was absolutely beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful. Hey, I got a question. Did your mommy ever tell you about what you were like as a baby when you came into her world?
Well, boy, oh boy, that, well, she said it was like holding a little ball of light.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the interesting things is when she's deaf and maybe didn't know how loud she could be, but when I would visit her, she would scream with delight.
I mean, people thought there was a crime being committed down the hall or something.
Oh, she loved you.
It was so loud and so wonderful, and that's one of the things I'll never forget.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Well, Will, thank you so much. You've touched
sure.
us deeply, I know, and we send you Happy Mother's Day and to your partner, Happy Mother's Day to everybody. And
yes, a shout-out to my sweetheart Ginger visiting her daughter on Mother's Day in Rochester.
Okay.
And I've told her that watching her parent is like watching Picasso paint.
Beautiful, beautiful. So.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Thank you so much, Will. Give yourself a hug from us. Take care. Bye. Oh, well. So, Mother's Day 2020. Who knew it would be like this? Who knew that love was eternal? You did. You do. We do. We're here to remember that and celebrate that with each other. So this Mother's Day is a time of remembering that we are only love, for remembering that every time we think of someone, we can do so through the lens of love and gratitude. And so we do so today with our mothers and mother figures and with ourselves and family as we say thank you. Thank you. We love you, we bless you, and we behold who you truly are. God bless you.